Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Brian Lehrer Show isn't coming to you live today. Instead, we've compiled some of our recent economic empowerment segments. As the economy worsens, we've been trying to do segments that offer advice and community support on how to navigate these tough times. We'll continue to cover the crisis and connect each other to each other in the coming weeks and months. But for now, here are some recent highlights. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, as you know, we here at The Brian Lehrer Show have been doing regular segments offering advice on how you can best cope with the recession. And lo and behold, along comes an article in today's Wall Street Journal highlighting jobs that are, quote, avoiding the axe. We thought you would like to know what they are, especially if you just recently lost your job to the axe. Dennis Demp is the author of several books on employment and writes a blog about federal government jobs. Dr. Robert Hartwig is an economist and president of the Insurance Information Institute. And gentlemen, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's see. I gather, first of all, healthcare and insurance. Dennis Demp, still hiring?
Well, in healthcare, across the board, it's the fastest-growing occupation. There's only two segments that are still growing, in government jobs and healthcare jobs. And in healthcare, it's across the board, including in the federal sector.
Dr. Hartwig, you're president of the Insurance Information Institute. Is it a good time to apply to work in the insurance industry?
Well, the insurance industry is a very stable business. People need health care, life insurance. They need to insure their cars and homes. Things like hurricanes happen no matter what the state of the economy. And so it is an industry that's fairly resistant to what goes on in the macro economy. And hiring in this industry proceeds at a fairly stable pace throughout the economic cycle.
AIG notwithstanding?
Well, yeah, AIG notwithstanding. I mean, its insurance companies are healthy and they're financially strong. They're paying claims. They're hiring people.
Are insurance companies healthy, as far as you know? I mean, a lot of lay folks have been afraid that that their insurance policies are going to start going down one by one by one, or annuities that they have with insurance companies or anything else, because that maybe AIG, with its big investments, was not unique, but was the tip of the iceberg.
Well, actually, AIG's problems stemmed from a non-insurance London-based subsidiary. They had nothing to do with its insurance operations at all. So put that situation in a box. And the reality is that the insurance markets are operating normally. I mean, 25 banks went under this year, not a single insurance company. And I think that's an important fact. And so unlike banking, the basic business of insurance continues to operate normally. That's the transfer of risk from policyholders and consumers to the insurance markets themselves.
All right. Listeners, we want to know, from your experience, you be our eyes and ears, as usual. Help your peers out there. Help your fellow listeners. Who's hiring? What sectors? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What are you seeing? Okay, if you want the job yourself, you don't have to call and wrestle up any competition. But if not, 212-433-WNYC or post avoiding the axe responses to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, 212-433-WNYC on the phones, 433-9692 for Dennis Demp and Robert Hartwig, both quoted in the Wall Street Journal article today on jobs that are avoiding the axe. Dennis Demp, healthcare.
Yes, in healthcare, you have basically you have medical transcriptionists. They're hiring 18,000 a year on average. But even in the federal sector, there's so many positions between healthcare and the federal sector. They're hiring 1.4 million part-time census takers between now and 2010, paying in the low 20s per hour, and it's between 5 to 10 weeks. So if you're between jobs and you need income now, that's a good place to start. Customs and Border Patrol, they're hiring about 3,500 Border Patrol agents. They earn $64,000 on average. You need a BS degree plus experience, not a BS degree, high school plus experience to a BS degree. And there's many opportunities there. You have to be under age 40. If you look at IT, they're hiring over 11,000 in information technology in the federal sector alone. They have 68,000 on board now. And federaljobs.net links to all of the hiring and recruiting entities and agencies, including in the healthcare sector. You talk about healthcare, there's 208,000 healthcare healthcare specialists working and public health specialists in federal service. That's for the VA and Department of Justice and so forth. There were 6,000 job vacancies on just one of the sites we linked to on federaljobs.net this morning, just in the healthcare arena, and their average salary is anywhere from $20,000 to $175,000 a year. The VA is hiring for 31 new clinics as we speak, on top of the 745 community clinics they already service, plus 153 hospitals. So there's many opportunities in healthcare, including registered nurses in private and the public sector. And they're recruiting on average 255,000 registered nurses each year. And I could go on and on with the opportunities. There's just many that you can look up on. And the Book of U.S. Government Jobs describes a lot of this. That's my new title. And that's the companion website is federaljobs.net, where you can link to many agencies that are now currently recruiting.
All right. Interesting times. I mean, it's an interesting idea that I guess it's expansion time for the federal government. Of course, we know there's going to be this big stimulus package, but other levels of government are cutting back, but not the federal government is what you seem to be saying.
Yes, and it could even get more extreme. When you look at President-elect Obama's plan to bring 45 million uninsured into the healthcare arena, there'll be considerably more regulation and controls and environment. And to service 45 million more people, you're going to need more medical assistants, licensed practical nurses, the whole gambit. And that also ties into the automation issue I just talked about for information technology. One of President-elect Obama's initiatives to improve efficiency in the healthcare plan that he's proposed is to automate all of the records. Well, that takes infrastructure, LANs, WANs, the whole environment. So that's going to grow exponentially as well. And then when you add to that other jobs that are currently up in that sector, including licensed practical nurses, respiratory therapists, they'll be hiring quite a number of those. Medical assistants, $93,000 a year with an average median salary of $27,000 is pretty good with the little vocational training.
This is great information. Marjorie and Weehawken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi. I was calling about the job surplus in the area of geriatrics. I work for an agency that contracts out to nursing homes, and at our annual meeting, he told us that business was booming and they were looking to hire people full-time to work in that area because there's more and more elderly who are not able to be cared for at home, and they end up in nursing homes, and someone has to take care of them.
And of course, there are just more and more elderly, and the demographics
right.
are that there are going to be more and more elderly.
Yep. So it's definitely a growth industry for people that are looking in the...
The number one growth field projected through 2016 is home health care aides, just for that reason. They help the elderly to maintain a semblance of dignity in their own homes or in an environment that is non-institutionalized. And to do that, they provide those very personal services, you name it, from medication administration to grooming.
Such a low-paying field, though.
No, it's not. It's an entry-level field, but there's many other fields on top of that that many people go into those fields and use that as a base and grow into other higher-pay positions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nick in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Did you call to talk about a job that's surviving the axe?
Yeah, I work in a wine store, and we do pretty much just fine. And also, I know one thing that some of the larger wine stores are doing is they're hiring people that have been laid off from Wall Street jobs, and they get those people in to sort of cold call their former contacts to set up, like, case sales and large sales and things like that.
That's, you know, one thing typically, and thanks, Nick, Robert Hartwick, typically in a recession, bars do pretty well. Restaurants maybe not so much, but bars and, as Nick is indicating, wine stores, you know, maybe do pretty well for better or worse.
Well, right, but I'm not sure I'd put all my stock in the alcohol industry here. I think maybe one of the important points is that if you find yourself being downsized and you identify some sectors that, in fact, are growing, whether it's government, whether it's insurance, whether it's healthcare, see what your skill set is and see what the gap is that you need to close in order to fill those jobs. In the insurance world, we hire people from a very diverse range of backgrounds. backgrounds at all levels of experience. Very few people actually start off in the insurance industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're an industry that's also going to see a large number of people retiring in the years ahead. So that's going to create additional opportunities. So,
what kinds of training do you need for those
jobs? I mean, we would hire anybody from customer service representatives, of course, so somebody you might call if you had a claim or wanted to change something on your policy, to lawyers, to corporate finance experts, marketing people, IT, because we're a very tech-oriented business as well. You might want to come in as something very technical as an underwriter, but we have training programs that get you through that. You have to be prepared to work hard. You're going to have to study in this industry. There are very often credentials that you need to get. But if you're willing to make that commitment, then we're willing to put the investment in you. And it's a very interesting business. It's a global business. It can literally take you around the world.
And someone posted on our website, Jared and Clinton Hill, it might sound ridiculous, but a good way to make a little cash while looking for other work is to try freelancing in film, TV, theater. I am a freelance carpenter, and I work an average of 6 days a week all over the five boroughs in New Jersey. There are decent wages to be had, and no matter how bad the economy, these theaters need to pay their rent, so there are always shows going in and out that people that need people to work them. Robert Hartwig, any thought on that?
Well, yeah, it's going to be the case that there are plenty of opportunities for part-time work out there, and whether it's odd jobs in terms of getting things fixed, repaired, you mentioned in the theater district, but even in the suburbs of New York and other cities around the country, people still need things done to their homes and their yards and so forth. And while there may be some cutting back on that, there are still many people employed there. We should be cautious, though. However, even when the economy begins to recover, it is the case that the unemployment rate tends to rise. And so I think that when people look at the Obama stimulus package, they're going to be looking at opportunities within that package to help them retrain, retool. And one thing many people do during an economic downturn is, in fact, improve and augment their skill set. And this is something that needs to be considered probably for many people out there today.
Hey, Charles. Charles in Connecticut has a story that I think we want to hear. Hi, Charles.
Hi there. I was an actor for 20 years, but then I got into car sales, and I ended up actually having to get out of town. And I decided I'm going out to do what I've always wanted to do all my life. I went out to Wyoming. I found a job on a cattle ranch, and I worked on a cattle ranch for a year. And also I found out there...
Tell that to people on the Lower East Side.
Yeah. The other thing is, this isn't for everybody, but the other thing out there, in Wyoming, they've got the opposite of the rest of the country. There are lots and lots of jobs in the coal industry and the oil and gas industry and pipelines and no housing. So they're going to be building housing. And they've got lots of jobs in those industries, energy.
There you go. Thank you. Dennis Demp, what were you trying to say before?
Well, yeah, there's an analogy there to healthcare and related occupations and to what the gentleman just described in Wyoming. You need to look at related occupations. In Healthcare Job Explosion, another one of my books, we list all of the healthcare occupations and related occupations that you may be able to easily assimilate into that occupation, that healthcare field, with some additional training and vocational or college training.
Just one thing about healthcare. The New York Times yesterday had an article pointing out that people in healthcare fields are actually in trouble. There was a profile of a woman who was had gone to community college to train as a physician's assistant, and then she couldn't find any work because people are actually delaying and deferring all kinds of healthcare because they've lost their insurance.
And that is true, but there are also related occupations in the healthcare area that are support occupations. For instance, major medical institutions have lawyers, attorneys, engineers, architects, the whole gamut. And as healthcare will grow because of the baby boomer situation and the aging of the population, it's projected to grow 20% mm-hmm. by 2016. And sure, we're in a recession, and there are going to be areas where things aren't going to be as hot. But in general, you need to look at those areas.
We have 60 seconds left. I'm going to give 30 of them to Lewis and Hawthorne, who's got another one. Hi, Lewis.
How you doing, Brian? Yeah, I'm actually a truck driver working for an oil company delivering to these businesses that are actually going out,
uh-huh.
supposedly. And I've been doing pretty well with them. You know, annually I'm making 46. You know, and it's an hourly wage. You know, all you have to do is get your license and upgrade it up to a Class A or a Class B.
Are you hired by the oil
Mobil
company
oil.
Or by a trucking company?
Exxon.
By Mobil Exxon. So
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying there are jobs in trucking, really, is your point,
yeah, in
right?
trucking, actually. But we deliver, actually, I'm actually right now at a Chevrolet dealer.
How about that?
And they're taking oil like crazy.
Going to the Chevrolet dealer to change the oil. Lewis and Hawthorne, thanks a lot. And a last word from Robert Hartwig.
Well, I'm actually optimistic that in the long run what we're going to see is the economy recover. It's probably going to be back into late 2009, and we will see growth, but not as strong in the financial sector. We had a credit bubble, we had a Wall Street bubble, and we had a job bubble that went along with it. So whether it's new college students or people laid off from Wall Street, they're going to be looking to augment, expand, change their skill sets, and they will be healthy and productive members of society in the future. I'm fairly optimistic about that.
But this is a hopeful segment at this time when everybody's talking about what's going down. The article in the Wall Street Journal today about jobs that are avoiding the axe. Dennis Demp and Robert Hartwig, two of the sources who were good enough to come on with us and share all these places where people are hiring. Thank you very, very much.
Glad to be here.